And in fact, we're paying for it already. The government is investing a fortune in the nation's top banks to jumpstart lending. But just because the banks are getting all of that cash doesn't mean they're going to turn around and lend it, as NPR's Frank Langfitt explains.
Today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson issued a subtle warning to the banks about to receive up to $250 billion in taxpayer money.
Our purpose is to increase confidence in our banks and increase the confidence of banks so that they will deploy, not hoard, their capital.
But some banks may not lend that cash to businesses and consumers, at least not immediately. On a conference call last week, John Thain, CEO of Merrill Lynch, said his firm would sit on the money for the next several months.
And I think we will have the ability to redeploy that on a combined basis going forward, but at least for the next quarter, it's just going to be a cushion.
Some banks would like to stash the money for short-term business reasons. Together, the top nine have written down bad assets by several hundred billion dollars. They could use the new cash to cover future losses. And banks are also worried about lending in a bad economy for fear they won't get their money back. Those are all reasonable concerns, but they also raise a question. Isn't there anything in the bailout bill to force these banks to lend the money?
It doesn't specifically require them to make a certain amount of loans or to deploy the capital in a particular prescribed way.
That's John Dugan. He's comptroller of the currency, which oversees national banks. Dugan says one reason the government isn't ordering banks to lend is practical.
That's a level of micromanagement that would be very difficult for the government to administer.
Another reason is ideological. Lawrence Meyer served on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. He says pumping taxpayer money into banks and taking ownership stakes in them is a huge step for a hyper-capitalist country like the U.S.
But it would have been a dramatic hurdle to say, look, we're not only injecting capital, but we're not going to start running your firms.
Of course, banks can boost lending without actually making new loans themselves. Take Citigroup. It's interested in buying a weaker bank. Gary Crittenden, the company's chief financial officer, says Citi could use the bailout money to rebuild the reserves of the bank it plans to buy. Then, that bank could make loans to businesses and consumers.
It's a little bit of an indirect chain, but it ends up in exactly the same spot.
With some of Crittenden's colleagues worried about lending in a tough economy, I asked if they had a patriotic duty to do so anyway.
You know, it's interesting because patriotism, on the one hand, also turns out over the long haul to be the right thing for the financial system. And every major financial institution, even the smaller ones, benefit if there's more stability.
John Dugan, comptroller of the currency, thinks banks will lend more money over time. And if they don't, he says ordinary citizens will be angry.
I think the court of public opinion will be watching, and I don't think anybody's going to be happy if the banks were to simply hoard the money.
What do you mean by court of public opinion?
I think it means people like you. I think it means people like the media who are watching, who are constantly asking, how are you deploying this capital? And I think that will provide the kind of spotlight that would make it very difficult for an institution to just sit on the money.
And Dugan says there's another reason for banks not to stuff all those billions inside a mattress. It's bad business for the banks themselves. Having cash on hand may make them feel more secure in tough times, but they can only make real profits when they risk it. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.